He went to Salt Lake Community College. The prodigal son has returned back to BYU to be its director of basketball operations. He's dyed in the blue, Cougar blue. Andrew May. Andrew, how you living?
Doing great, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Andrew, it's great to have you on. We can barely hear you, Jeremy. So, Jeremy, we got to do something to turn Andrew up, a little on-air producing. But, Andrew, tell us what it was like to go through this interview process once again. You were once upon a time there at BYU. You left for a few years. Was it pretty rigorous? I mean, how long did it take that for them to make their decision on you?
Yeah, it was, you know, once I kind of had a word that Coach Pope was leaving and that Coach Cody was going to go with them, yeah, that's kind of when it all started. I had some interest and, you know, reached out to them and started the application process, the whole thing. But it went kind of quick relative to the assistant coach position. I think they definitely wanted to hit the ground running, and I think that's probably what really helped me is you know, my familiarity with their program just made it a really, hopefully, a smooth transition. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
Well, I think we're all excited to have you on there at BYU. Tell us what – look, as I looked at these resumes online, I'm trying to find anything and everything on the director of basketball operations at competitive schools, resumes, job descriptions. Tell me what you do as a director of basketball operations day-to-day, and what is the most important skill set, in your opinion, that sets you apart from the rest?
Sure. Well, basically my job is to be in charge of the logistical aspects of the program, from scheduling and from travel to helping our guys figure out their academics, their housing. I'm the liaison between the coaching staff and our players and kind of the outside world, like helping them make sure they have everything that they need. You know, and there's lots of guys that are interested in jobs like that are super, you know, highly organized or have run corporations and things like that. And then there's other guys that just kind of know basketball, that have coached some. And so this job is kind of both worlds. You got to be highly organized and, you know, have experience in all those aspects and, you know, what it takes to academically to be successful, what it takes, you know, in the weight room, things like that. And that kind of what separated me is, you know, my experience as a manager gave me logistically what BYU does. And, you know, Coach Rose is about as successful as they can be as far as traveling well and, you know, being as consistent as possible. And so I felt like, you know, my experience as a manager definitely helped prepare me for that. But then on the other side of things, you got to know basketball. You got to know, you know, when coach is upset about how we're doing something on the floor, if I understand what that is, that's just, it's great because it can translate, you know, off the floor to other things that we need. And so I think probably those two things really helped my experience at Salt Lake Community College. I mean, we were, you know, we're top five junior college every year, and that's produced a bunch of Division I players. You know, some former Cougars there, Skylar mm-hmm. Halford and Craig Cusick, Agustin Ambrosino. You know, we have Logan Magnuson played for us. There's a bunch of guys that have gone through there that have ended up at BYU. And so probably those two things, you know, it's a super important position because it helps Coach Rose focus on the most important things. And so my job is to try and take those lesser important things and make them as efficient and, you know, as successful. And in my opinion, I think that's some of the things that separates our program from other programs is, you know, all those details of professionalism and everything, I think, you know, just help us so that those most important things can be taken care of by Coach Rose.
Andrew May, the new director of basketball operations, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Andrew, can you give me any dirt on Jonathan Tavernari right now, since he's sitting right next to me? And what was it like to room with this young man?
Oh my God!
Was he very congenial? Was he a dirty guy that just didn't ever clean up after himself? Give us some dirt.
Okay. Well, first of all, I expect some payment, JT. So I'm not going to throw you under the bus. But
No.
He was great to room with. JT, I remember the first time I met him walking around campus, and he was talking to everybody, and he just doesn't stop talking. And that's why, I mean, when I heard you were doing radio stuff, JT, I thought this was a great fit because he just, He talks to everybody, and no, he was great to room with. We had so many funny experiences and good times. So, I mean, I love that kid. I'm glad he's back around here so I can keep bugging him.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I remember so much is you used to call your dad down in Chile pretty much every single time you're on the road. I don't know if it was just me being, you know, me being with you there and just this whole Latino thing kind of just got you homesick. But you used to call your dad that was serving a mission in Chile all the time. You know, and I remember there was like an earthquake that kind of hit there and we're pretty worried about that. But how do you feel that I got a question for you, kind of spinning off a little bit, not only on you, but also on Q. You worked with Gary Payton's son over there at Slick, you know, big time, like you said, one of the best JUCOs in the country, year in, year in, year out. But how do you feel that, you know, you being a Lone Peak guy and Q obviously being the Lone Peak guy that pretty much got the program at where he is, how do you feel like that's going to help BYU to get Frank Jackson?
Oh, great question. You know, I think my experience there and Quincy's experience, obviously Quincy, like you said, has been unbelievable. And he's definitely going to have the most influence there. You know, I go back there every now and again to recruit some players and whatnot, but definitely Quincy's experience there and familiarity with them and their family and, you know, his success and hopefully will definitely help. But beyond that, Coach Lewis has won with whoever he's had. You know what I mean? He regardless of the players, he had year in, year out, they are successful. So I definitely know that he's going to bring some help in that aspect, but just definitely the X's and O's, the experience, all of those things that he's going to bring to the table are beyond just one guy. I mean, he's going to help all of our guys. And so I'm super excited to work with him and the rest of our staff. I mean, our staff is incredible. You know, Coach Nashif is fantastic. Tim is great. And, you know, Coach Rose is just unbelievable. Out of 351 Division I coaches, he is number 8 in current winning percentage. I mean, that is unbelievable. 98th percentile as a coach. I mean, it's incredible. So certainly excited to be working with these guys.
Well, it definitely helps when for the last 10 years you haven't had somebody less named Emery, just have somebody less named Hawes, Micah, you know, that kind of those kinds of guys playing for you. I mean, that definitely helps helping your program. How excited are you about going to Spain this year?
Super excited. That was like one of the first things they asked. Do you still speak Spanish? And my Spanish is all right. And they're like, do you speak Spain Spanish or what? And I said, you know, I speak whatever Spanish. We'll be fine. So that's good. I'm excited to help them, you know, help Terry order some tacos or something, you know.
That's awesome. I mean, so that was one of the first questions they asked you. That sounds like they had already, you know, just slated you in as the director of basketball operations. There was not even a competition, Andrew. Is that about right?
Well, I know, like in most things, coaches usually have guys in mind and you know, they're super with knowing who's available, who's not, all those things. And so, you know, I don't know if that was the case for sure, but I felt like I had a really good shot at it and, you know, feel extremely blessed and, you know, grateful for the opportunity because it's I feel like the brighter days of BYU basketball are right now. I mean, they've been unbelievable, but I mean, the climax I feel is still coming. So hopefully we'll keep it rolling.
Andrew May, the new director of basketball operations on with the Cougar Sports ESPN 960. What is it that BYU has to do in order to get over that hump right now? You know, there's been a couple articles out there that state that BYU has reached essentially their peak. I've had Jonathan chime in on this. He's completely in discord with that. He does not believe that is true. You have years like the Jimmer and Davies, years where, you know, you do become more transcendent with transcendent players. But in your opinion, this next year and the next year after that, what does BYU need to do? What do they have to find on the court in order to get over that hump, past that first round or that play-in game?
Right, certainly. Well, you know, there's lots of things that go into positioning ourselves before the tournament, make sure we have the right schedules, all those things. And Coach Rose has just done this so many years. He knows exactly the formula to kind of get us in the best positions. And, you know, it's just all about taking that next step. And my experience, it's all in those details of, you know, improving ourselves in all aspects and then, you know, offensively, defensively, continue to recruit at a high level and then continue to help our guys be as successful as possible individually expanding their games, and that's right now. That's summertime and helping these guys improve in areas that maybe they're not so comfortable in, and putting all of those pieces together. And so, you know, is it a single, like, one thing we have to do? And I mean, it's a you know, complete mentality is what we're trying to get, is trying to get everything possible that we can do. And, you know, we need a few breaks. We need things here and things there to happen for everything to fall. And I look back to our Sweet 16 experience and things like that, and definitely stuff like that happened to make us be in the right positions to make deep runs into the tournament. And that's, you know, I'm confident. I know that it's going to happen. And we just got to continue to focus on what we can control, and I'm confident that our guys will be able to make it happen.
Andrew, looking back, I was talking to Ben a couple of weeks ago when I called in. I said, you know, BYU, you can't say that BYU's kind of program is being down. Won 20, 25 games ever since pretty much Coach Rose took over. 10 years, that's a bunch of wins. You know, when you look at the junior college transfers, you know what I mean? BYU, pretty much ever since Coach Rose took over, haven't had a lot of success with junior colleges coming in and playing a lot of minutes. You know, Rashawn kind of fell from grace, and then, you know, Rosino didn't really work out. You know,
Raul Delgado didn't work out.
Right. You know what I mean? How do you feel that? Why do you feel that happens? You know, I mean, I honestly don't know. You know, I played with Archie and Lamont, and those are fantastic guys, but really couldn't break it into the rotation. What do you feel like is the difference between a guy that comes from a junior college and, you know, a guy from coming from high school? I mean, the last one I remember that had a really good impact was Mike Hall, that came in and had a really great career. Hoffa as well, you know, Travis Hanson. But, you know, ever since Coach Rose took over, why do you feel like, I personally feel like, because he develops players so well since a younger age, but why do you feel junior colleges really don't have a whole lot of success with BYU?
Yeah, great question. I would give you three good examples. Brock Richner was great. Logan Magnuson, you know, he didn't start as a very significant role, but when Brandon was down, he was able to play an extremely significant role. I bet you remember the Wofford game where Logan whapped a couple threes to help us take a deep breath and get beyond them. And then Skylar Halford this last year was unbelievable, you know, against Gonzaga. He was incredible. But yeah, definitely I understand your question. I know for sure just junior college players in general transferring to Division I programs, they kind of hit a freshman wall their junior years. And it's difficult. So really, I mean, same thing kind of happened to Skylar, who's been one of their most successful junior college transfers. But by the time they're seniors and they've got a feel for it, and, you know, they can definitely make a difference. But, you know, there's just so much that goes into, you know, being a junior college transfer, adjusting to the system, adjusting to how we play, and adjusting to academic life here and all of those things. There's definitely some junior college kids out there that are great fits for BYU and make sense. Maybe that other schools couldn't take or could take, but I feel like Coach Rose does a great job of recruiting the best guys that he can get and then making them fit wherever makes sense. And so I think we'll still continue to recruit junior college players, and they usually do that trying to fit immediate needs. Like, hey, we need a point guard, or a big got hurt or is gone or whatever, and we need to fit somebody quickly. And so sometimes those work out and sometimes they don't, but, you know, regardless, we'll continue to look at all the guys that we can look at. You know what I mean? There's no stone unturned with our coaching staff trying to find guys that make sense and are a good fit.
Speaking of fit, who is BYU currently targeting to add depth to that front court? We've heard names such as Tomas Gielo, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, from Poland via Liberty University. Are there any junior college bigs that you guys are currently targeting? Anything that you can enlighten us with?
Sure. I'm currently 1 week in the job, and so we actually haven't talked too much about where they're going and what, but yeah. There's guys coming up, and I think BYU is just such a different situation than most places because of missions. I mean, Coach Rose has got, you got to have a PhD in astrophysics to figure out who's coming home and who's leaving and all these things. And Coach does a great job of planning it all out and figuring it out. And so currently I'm not quite sure as far as junior college transfers and things like that they're looking at as far as bigs, but If I get more info, I'll let you know.
I mean, the reason why I ask that is just because you lose Isaac Nielsen. When I'm looking at the roster, I mean, there's obviously a depth issue in the 4 and 5 spot, at least according to what I'm looking at. Will that be addressed with a transfer and or a junior college guy or even a freshman that can come in and compete right away?
Right, and I'm a guessing so. We're still right in the middle of it. Hopefully we're going to have Nate Austin back and Jamal Aitz and, you know, Kyle Davis and Corbin Cafusi, all those guys that we hope are going to contribute and make a difference for us. And, yeah, I'm sure that's high on our priority list, we'll see how it goes.
Totally. Andrew May, the new director of basketball operations, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. What's the most exciting thing for you as you work and get settled into this new job? I mean, it sounds like you are BYU Blue. You graduated from there, but as soon as you found out that job opening was there, like, what made you most excited about coming back to BYU?
You know, obviously the immediate benefits for my family is awesome. I mean, my wife graduated from here, and, you know, like you said, my dad played here, and not that other places wouldn't be appealing, but this is obviously a special place in my heart being here, and the special experience I had here as a student and as a manager and being part of the program. The thing I'd say I'm most excited about, when it comes to coaching generally, the thing that I love the most is just the competition, the being able to figure out things to adjust and change and what can we do to give us an edge over our opponents. And that's the most fun for me. That's what I love to do. And even though there's less remarkable and unheralded things that I'll be involved with, I still know they're important. They make a difference for us. But for sure, the competition aspect, there's nothing better than looking next to the guys around you and just knowing you love to compete with these guys and work together and struggle together and have hard and great times together. And that's the most fun. And the thing I'm looking forward to the most is I'm unlike many, many people where I get to do something that I absolutely love.
I'll tell you what I'm going to love. I'm going to love the competition that occurs this off season to see who goes to Spain. And yep. we had talked about Spain a little bit. Tell me what the process is going to be like in the offseason to determine number one, I want to know how many players can go to Spain and then what that process will be like. I imagine it's going to be pretty heated.
Yeah, absolutely. My understanding of the process, and we're still figuring out the details, I think it's going to be 9 or 10 guys that are able to travel with us there. And, you know, we have a few guys that won't get back from missions until later, and they won't start till summer semester, which I believe is June 22nd. And so, it's going to be, which is awesome for us to be able to help our guys compete through the summer for those opportunities to go to Spain. And, you know, it's going to be great. And I'm imagining coaches are going to figure out as we see these guys play. I mean, that is the craziest thing with missions is figuring out, okay, who's able to adjust quick enough and not get hurt and do all those things. It's so hard. Missions are difficult that way on awesome experiences, but as far as transitioning back into basketball, it's unusual for guys to be super back in shape really fast and all those things without injury. And so it'll be just awesome to figure out who's going to help us immediately or who do we need to give a little bit more time to recover and not bring with us and all of those things. So,
Andrew, one last question for you. I know you're going to be helping out with recruiting as well as a number of different things. What in your opinion, or how will the new cost of attendance, stipend, and money affect recruiting? And have you already seen maybe a benefit? I know you've only been on the job now for 10 days, but from what you've been hearing from the coaching staff and the buzz around the school, how will this help will it not help at all in recruiting?
Great question. I actually have zero idea. I just know that our administration is going to be figuring that out and how that plays down with us and basketball and all those things. Shoot, your guess is as good as mine. I wish I had some more information for you. But right now, all I know is they're going to be making decisions that are above my pay grade. So that's all I know.
Well, Andrew, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on getting the BYU job. We can sense your enthusiasm just coming from the firsthand knowledge that I got from Jonathan Tavernari. He put his stamp of approval on the hire, which means a lot. I think as former players come back to the program, you know, they want to see familiar faces, guys that they know are passionate and invested in BYU becoming an elite basketball school. I think the annex will do that. I think the new money that's going to be coming in with the cost of attendance, I mean, and all these return missionaries coming back, you signed on to BYU just at the right time. I think this is the time to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm super excited and appreciate you guys having me on, and so good to hear from you, JT. So hope all is well with you and your family.
Appreciate it. And remember, I'm a size 14 and I'm an XL for now that you're the DBO and sweats and shirts and shorts and all of that. So,
did you say
I'm
going to
be hanging out
X?
With JT a whole lot more this off season because of that.
Awesome. All right, guys. Look forward to talking to you more.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. There you have it. Andrew May, the new director of basketball operations at Brigham Young.